Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk Facebook groups. So, you might have heard me talk about my own group before, the Crochet Business School community, and I've put it on pause. And today, I've made the decision to close it completely. I'm going to archive the group, which means I will only have a Facebook page. But does that mean that I think Facebook groups aren't worth it anymore? No. A Facebook group and making it work, it does take work, but if you get the strategy right, they are absolutely worth it. Facebook groups are a fantastic way to advertise your crochet to an audience who are interested. Essentially, a Facebook page is your shop window, your Facebook group is inside the shop. You've used your page to entice people in, they join your group, and there you get to have a better conversation because people are more likely to get notifications that you've posted in a group rather than on a page. They are more likely to see your content in there. They can also post their own questions. They can post their own reviews, show off what they've got from you, what they've made using your patterns. It's a great way to foster a community. But you do have to put the work into them. Now, I've made no secret that social media is not my strong point. It never really has been. I much prefer, communicating with my podcast, with my newsletter, with my blogs. Social media becomes bottom of my list. And because of that, my group just didn't get the attention it needed. And the Facebook algorithm means that if you don't keep up interaction in that group, if you don't keep up your own posting within that group, the algorithm is going to say that it's a group no one's interested in. And it won't show up in people's feeds anymore. They won't get notifications for it anymore. And it is really hard to wake up a group that's just gone stale. And because my community group was the bottom priority list, I wasn't posting very often. I wasn't using it the way it needed to be. It meant it just went stale. My group is now dead as a dodo, and there's no waking it up. So I've decided to close it completely. I'm in the process of removing all the links to it off my website, off my blogs, my podcast, everything. So I've got to find all them and get rid. Because even if I do decide to start a Facebook group again, waking up one that's gone quiet, you can hear a pin drop in there, it's very, very difficult. It's far easier just to start a new group and start all over again, which means the links I have wouldn't work anyway, so I need to get rid. But that doesn't mean Facebook groups don't work. But you do need a strategy for them. You do need a purpose behind them, and you do need to put the work into them. So if social media is your thing, and you love being on there, and you love chatting away with people and showing off your crochet, then Facebook groups are fabulous. They are going to work great for you. But they do need your time. It doesn't mean they need tons of time. It doesn't mean you have to be in there every minute of every day. But you do need to be consistent And you do need to post content that members of that group are going to respond to. It needs a plan. When I originally opened my own group, the plan was to encourage people to sign up to my newsletter, to advertise this podcast, and to talk about, you know, how you can make income from your crochet through recurring revenue, like patterns, courses, and just give general tips. But one, I was putting too much value in there, which I realised and stopped, because a business is a business. If you put too much value in a business like mine, no one buys the products you sell because you're giving it all away for free. So I had to stop that. And then I kind of stalled. And that's when things began to die off. If you have a Facebook group, you can absolutely sell in it. Some groups are gold mines. You know, I follow several marketing people on Facebook, and one of them, she makes tons of sales from her groups. She reckons about 80% of her sales come from Facebook groups, which is an incredible number. The other 20% come from her email list. A Facebook group run well is very profitable. I still have a group for my pattern business, and I'd say a good 50% or more of my pattern sales come from people in my group. The only groups I now have for Crochet Business School are those attached to my membership, which is the Hooked on Success podcast membership. I have a group for that where, you know, members can go ask questions. And actually, once I finish this episode, I'll be going to record one for there about strategies you can use to make your Facebook groups work for you. Because there is a whole raft of ways you can make Facebook groups pay their way. But they do need a strategy. They need a purpose. And there needs to be more than, here's what I have for sale, come buy. You've got to have more than that. You've got to give people a reason to come and show up. You know, groups were created to make it easier for your followers to be in contact with you, to be social with that specific group of people. They have an advantage over pages because you do get more notifications about group content versus page content. You're more likely to see posts from groups that you follow in your feed rather than pages. So there is a definite advantage to you having a Facebook group. You know, if Facebook is the platform for you, then a group is something you should seriously consider. But you've got to keep it active. You've got to keep people engaged. You've got to keep people coming over. You don't necessarily need people to post in your group. I mean, that's one of the great things about pages. People can submit their own posts to be published on there. But you don't need that happening to have a really good, engaged, active group. And a lot of groups keep going just because people are chatting in the comments. And people will post their opinions, they will answer each other and pose questions to each other in the comments of your post, which is a great thing because that looks really good to the Facebook algorithm. And it's a great way to foster community as well, which is the other great thing about groups, is that it does create really nice communities of people who start to get to know each other. They will recognise each other, follow each other, support each other. And you get this lovely community growing, which is great for you as well, because then you get this wonderful group of fans who love to come to your group to see what's going on. They will see your crochet, they will start talking about it, and to each other as well. And it's a great way to just foster a nice space for your audience. And of course, you get to advertise your crochet in there as well. But you can't just advertise what you have for sale. You've got to have this content that is going to encourage these discussions. Or you've got to have something going on where you're encouraging people to submit their own posts. The one thing I would say about groups, though, is that you do need to moderate them. You can turn on the moderation of posts, which means if someone submits a post, it sits there waiting for you to approve it to be published. If you don't have that feature switched on, you really should, because you can end up liable for what people post in your group. And if you don't have moderation on, then anything can turn up. Because there's always going to be people who will try and take advantage of other people's groups. You'll have people who will try to spam links, people with clickbait. And that's another feature of groups, actually, is you can now have chats where people can open specific chats about things. And I did this last year with my crochet along over my pattern business. And a couple of people got into those chats and then just spammed it with these weird links for recipes and news articles. So I had to boot them out of those chats to keep it clean. Because, you know, everyone gets annoyed by this spam, but some people will do that. Turning on moderation for posts keeps that stuff out of your group. And it also keeps other businesses from trying to come in and advertise themselves. So definitely have the moderation of posts on, because otherwise it can turn into an absolute free-for-all and you can find your group being taken over by someone else, which is absolutely not what you want. So you do need to make sure that you protect your group as well. But they can be great money earners. If you can create a group of fans of your crochet, they will become your best and biggest customers because they will be waiting for your next release. You can build up, you know, the anticipation, you can build the buzz and start to have fun with this group of fans because they love what you do. That's why they are there, is why they comment so often. And, you know, Facebook gives badges to your most active followers, so you get to recognize them and you can see by their badges as well, you know, how involved they are. So it's a great system if you can get it working. But you do need to put that time and effort into it. So if social media is not really your thing, then the chances are a group is not going to work for you. Which is why mine hasn't worked for me. It has attracted a lot of people. There's over 700 people in that group. And I'm going to have to... I don't think I had to remove them all. I think it's only after a certain number. I think it's over 1,000. You have to start deleting people one by one. I think under that number, you can just archive it. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to archive the group, which is a scary prospect in itself, but I also know that I can't wake this group back up again. It will be incredibly difficult, and I do not have the time or the inclination to do that. If in the future I come back to wanting a Facebook group for Crochet Business School, I'm going to be better off starting a brand new group. So although a Facebook group has not worked for me, which is purely my own fault, because I did not put the time and effort it needed into it. It did not work for me, but if social media is your thing, then a Facebook group can be a fantastic way for you to get sales. But you've got to put that effort into it. You've got to have a plan for it. And you've really got to have a strategy behind what you post and when. So over in the Hooked on Success podcast membership, I'm going to be talking more about strategies for your Facebook group and, you know, getting them working for you. So just because I did not do it, it does not mean that I don't know what to do. It's just I didn't have the time or the energy to put into it. So I'm going to go and talk about that because I have several ways that you can do that. And I'll also tell you what doesn't work, because I think that's just as important as knowing what strategies will work. So I'm going to be talking about that as a members-only episode on Hooked on Success. If you want to come and listen into that, as well as the full back catalogue of exclusive episodes and challenges, you can join us if you go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success. The link is in the show notes of the podcast as well. Otherwise, thank you for listening. And I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.